Stephen Larson, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Rockford Symphony Orchestra, thank you for joining me today. You are responsible for choosing the music and creating the RSO's concert season. Where do you start?
Well, I think that every conductor, when planning a season, the first thing that comes to mind is, are there any big anniversaries this year? Any 100th anniversary of a death or birth or something? And in the process of looking at that, it occurred to me that there were some anniversaries of non-composer events, but very important ones.
In explaining this new season, you wrote, "The RSO's 2014-2015 season features music created in reaction to the horrors of war, music written to honor the dead, lament the destruction, celebrate the victories, or simply to express an artist's pain at the folly of the human race." Were there specific events that have led you to this year's overall theme?
1914 was the beginning of World War I, and this is the 100th anniversary this year of the beginning of World War I, which is something I've read a great deal about, and just, you know, the enormity of it is just beyond our imagination. Also, it's the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, and in next year, 1865, 2015. And it's also the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. So this seemed like it would be a good time to have a season that was based around concepts of war, and I call it War in Remembrance. I certainly don't want to glorify war with the music we chose, but to choose music that reflects on these conflicts and what they've done to us, and perhaps even what we can do to avoid them in the future.
One inevitable consequence of war is the physical impact on a combatant, specifically the loss of limb. You've chosen a very special and specialized piece of music for later in the Classics concert season. Tell us about it.
Paul Wittgenstein was 17 years old when World War I began, was drafted into the Kaiser's army and sent to the Eastern Front, where he lost his right arm. And as a budding concert pianist, losing your right arm, this is quite a catastrophic event. He had made his debut the year before. And he began to write to composers while he was recovering, asking them if they would write something for him using only the left hand so he could resume his performing career. And a number of composers responded: Benjamin Britten, Richard Strauss, Paul Hindemith. The best known of these pieces, though, is the Concerto for the Left Hand, written by Ravel for Wittgenstein, which he premiered in 1932.
Pianist G will perform the Ravel Concerto for the Left Hand with the RSO April 25th of next year as part of the sixth and final Classics concert of the orchestra's upcoming season, War and Remembrance. Maestro Stephen Larson and the RSO open their new season this Saturday evening at the Coronado Theater in downtown Rockford. For more information on the RSO's Classics concert season, War and Remembrance, visit our website at WNIJ.org.